Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media, let's make some noise. From Asthma Core Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now?
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
It's number 224. I'm Chris.
I'm Aaron. It's getting closer.
What's
November's coming.
Yeah, but...
Storm is coming. Winter is coming. No, I mean, I'm excited. Not just because I don't like Trump, because I like legal weed.
Yeah.
And it's still looking like a shoe-in.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to happen in our state.
I mean, after 2016, I am gun-shy of saying anything to done deal.
Yeah, it's true. That my rhetoric does nothing, right?
Yeah.
It's just wishful thinking. It doesn't... It actually is the type of rhetoric that probably... You know, made people overconfidently stay home and say, like, I don't love Hillary, so I don't feel the need to go out and vote for her. I'll just,
yeah.
There's no way she's losing this
stoners
one.
Stoners in Michigan, if 2016 taught you anything, don't sit this one out.
So, we're reading polls about over 50% on from all different types of people that are in favor of seeing this legalization happen. It's probably going to happen.
Yes.
But don't let that be a reason to not get out there and make this happen if you are a Michigan resident.
Yeah, but today I went and got recertified my medical card.
Couldn't hold out?
No, because...
I know.
Because so far we've seen the quickest state has been 6 months, and that was Nevada.
We have no reason to believe that Michigan's going to be fast about this, right?
I'm figuring like it's going to be like every other state. It's going to be a year... The calendar year that begins after the year it was voted in is when, you know. So I'm figuring 2020.
Imagine if legalized recreational cannabis rolls out in the same fashion as their new medical program has. It's going to be an utter disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, there was actually a ruling this week that the shops that have not yet received their license, they put in their application and everything with the state under the new legislation.
Oh, yeah, because it's September. Remember, they went to September 15th. Yeah,
they pushed it out December. They pushed it another 6 months.
Shocking.
Right. This is from the Freep. The Freep isn't anything anymore, right? That's just the website for the Free Press.
Yes.
Like, when we were kids, the Freep was the kids' section of the newspaper. They were like, hey, we want to make stories for kids. It was like Channel 1.
Yeah, it's like Channel 1 in news form, in newspaper form.
Right. Like, if somebody doesn't know what the Freep is, like, they're going to know what Channel 1 is.
Yeah.
This is radio for two.
Oh, it's people our age.
Yeah, no, Channel 1 got around.
You know, young stoners, hold on, we'll get to you.
But you'd have to be from the Detroit area.
The old guys are talking.
So, yes, from the Detroit Free Press, judge approves injunction against closing medical marijuana business.
Which one?
Yeah, there's nearly 100 medical marijuana dispensaries across the state that were looking to be shut down September 15th, which is today. The day we were recording this, Batman Day.
Why is today Batman Day?
I forget. I think maybe his parents died on that day, which is really weird reason
today
to celebrate
Bruce
it.
Bruce Wayne's parents bit it?
Possibly. I can't remember. We'll have to look that up. Judge Stephen Borrello granted a request for an injunction filed by attorney Dave Polisella of Howell.
Howell.
Was it Drew hung up on some guy because he did that? He called in and he's like, name's like James. And he's like, I'm James, I'm from Howell. And he's like, click.
I would hang up on you if you did that.
Why does this shit keep going out? On behalf of the Montro Dispensary. So, on behalf of just one dispensary. Well, I guess, I mean, you have to represent somebody as a lawyer, right? And something like this, you can probably go in there and be like, hey, allow my client some more time because, you know, they've complied. All these businesses have complied. Yeah. All these that are being in danger of being shut down by the state for not following the legislation, they've complied with everything. They've done everything that they can to protect their license and their business. and they're still being threatened with being shut down, and it's purely because of the bureaucracy. Pelosi said she tried to work with the state and explain the position that they were putting reasonable applicants in.
It's like the state is pouting.
Impossible. Well, That is what this is. This is conservatives
pouting at the decision that the citizens made.
They don't like legalized medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, and they're going to slow roll it as much as they can. To what end? I mean,
it's coming.
You're not going to stop.
Can't unring that bell, man.
Right.
Especially two out of the three urban centers.
I thought they pushed it back another. They're just going to December. I take that back.
And then in December, they'll push it to March. Yeah, every time they do it, they push it another 3 months.
I guess I'd have to dig deeper into this. It seems to be a shifting goal depending on when you got your application in.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one who's coming up next to being threatened, the dispensary being threatened that was mentioned, is the next one on the plate. Like, this is their deadline.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this will extend into next year, I guess, by giving the same extension. But again, I was scanning the scene if I could find some numbers on how many have actually been approved. We know there's a number of them operating in the state, but how many are doing so with actual license? Last time we got information on this, it was like less than 10. Might even been less than 5, I think. I can't remember.
I think the one that I go to is one of them, because that's why they have to charge sales tax now.
Yeah, right. I mean, get approved now, because even if this does pass in November, there's going to be a time period before a year or more before this actually rolls out.
Well, too, they could just be slow rolling it because I don't know how it's going to roll in Michigan, but I know in Washington, it is now the Liquor and Cannabis Control Board.
Right.
You know, they might be going, hey, this is going to become not our problem in a few months. Like, they could be slow playing it for a number of reasons.
That's true.
I'm defending the government.
Well, no, that is a valid point, actually. We've been complaining about the low staff and the low amount of hours that have always been put into this, because we've seen such a small amount of dispensaries get approved. But if they're thinking there's going to be a whole other department that takes care of this in 6 months' time, why staff that department that you're currently have with like dozens and dozens of people?
Not my job.
That you just, let's just get by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you figure a lot of those people that you hired for overseeing medical marijuana could then also see recreational marijuana.
Yeah.
They could probably easily be transitioned, but who knows?
Well, either way, they're getting another $60 out of me for another 2 years.
I was going to ask you. And $60?
Yeah. It's the expensive part of this process, what I've learned,
because doctor,
my
right?
third time going, is the doctor. I mean, yeah, they have an AMA license number they have to put on these things, but, you know,
right.
it's the term really loosely.
Anything. Well,
like the doctor's office I went to today, I am not making this up, was in the back of a hydroponic shop.
That, really?
Yes.
They can do that.
They did.
Nice. So what did he ask you?
Well, they took my blood pressure, because after all, he's a doctor.
Right.
Blood pressure's fine.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice little bonus.
Oh, well, remember the first gentleman I did this with.
Did he get your height, too?
Coached me to always talk about my wrist, because the scar, he's like, it's something people can see.
Yeah. I show him the muscle bulging out of my back.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'd have to do.
Well, this guy, I told him about my back. This guy focused more on my back. Because I brought my wrist and my back, but he focused more on the back. Made me try to touch my toes. Like, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. He approved it.
Was he like,
on my back.
I'm not really buying that you're in pain. Can you just be like, oh, like groan a little for me? Like coaching you say, oh, my back.
I've learned to just agree with whatever they say. Is pain shooting into your legs? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now. It's like a 9 on a scale of 10. Oh, yeah. And it's all a stopgap. And two, I fucked up in reverse.
But
I thought the date on the card says it was issued October 5th. 2016. So it's like, right. So I thought I was getting it in under the wire, like December 15th. I'm like, oh man, you know, October 4th, I better buy a bunch of shit. And then read the card. It's valid to November 1st, 2018. So.
Oh, you had more time than you thought.
So,
yeah.
So I'm saying is I could sit on it.
What good does that do? Or,
no, I could sit on it, wait till I hopefully get it as close to the end of November or October.
Oh, I see. To get you,
I'm saying in case Michigan doesn't get their shit together until 2021.
Right.
It could get me covered.
So $60 was the doctor.
No, $60 is to the state.
So you have turned in your paperwork.
It's sitting in the envelope waiting for me to get a money order because who writes checks anymore?
Right. Okay, so I get it. Yeah, so you don't have to turn in your paperwork until, you know, late October.
Yeah.
In order to make sure they get it. Well, how does that work? But do you need something back from the state? Or do you just go on a registry that the dispensaries can access? They say always approved by the state.
Well, it used to be your paperwork was good. Now it's not.
Right. You have
since
to be.
This crazy, stupid board we're talking about came into existence. You have
so what
to
do they
have
do now?
The hard like, card.
So they had. So you have to actually receive the card back from the government before you're officially able to buy. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember, you know, you just get a fucking piece of paper and, like, same day they're like, oh, doctor said you're cool? Yeah, well, you don't give a fuck.
That's how it used to be. Yeah. Not anymore. And hopefully, after November 6th, it won't fucking matter.
Well, I mean, they'll still be issuing them in the meantime. But, yeah, I mean, they're issuing IDs for something that nobody's going to need an ID for.
Yes.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you'll need an ID to prove you're over 18, I would imagine.
21.
21. That's right.
They're going to treat it like the booze.
Well, look, there's we've read a lot of conflicting polls about teen drug use recently, right? About how some polls show that it's just down across the board. You know, there might be certain spikes in popularity with certain drugs like ecstasy or coke or something like that. But overall, like, less teen drug abuse is the bulk of the stories that I've been reading.
Fox News. All teens are using drugs at all times.
But I think this is America. I think in Britain and much of England, probably a lot all across Europe.
I think I saw this story this week.
It's actually going up. Yeah. Heroin use is going down, thankfully. Cannabis use is going up and access to it. And meth.
Oh.
Like, what?
Have fun, Britain.
Yeah, really. You're going to have a lot of toothless freaks humping those round mailboxes you guys have.
The tiny mouse and his hamster sidekick live in.
Benfold, we're under attack. It's spitting at us. And also, not only are they more apt to try it, they say it's easier to get. And that it was actually easier for teens in England to get their hands on cannabis than it was alcohol. And yes, I don't.
Duh. Guess what? Right. Same thing here in the States.
Right.
When I was 16, a lot easier to get a bag of weed than a six-pack of beer.
And these are the types of studies that people freak out about when the answer is right there in your own story. What's the difference between alcohol and weed? Regulation.
Yeah.
Weed is, while maybe illegal and prosecuted, is completely unregulated. Alcohol is very strictly regulated with well-defined punishments for the business owners operating a legal system that could lose their business license if they serve to minors. I mean, I'm assuming the laws are equally as strict in the UK. I would imagine so. Although I think the parents are a little more lenient on that end.
It is the UK.
Right. There was some British, or I think it was Scottish, Scottish comedian. Possibly Irish, I can't remember. They had some Netflix thing, and they're running a little commercial for it on the app. And he said that he was going to rebel against his parents. He announced that he was going to start drinking, and his mother looked at him and was like, "Well, you are 12. This is Scotland.
What's your brand?"
So maybe it's not even so much about access, like how easy it is to access, as how much of a demand it is, you know. Like it's kind of a good point that the comedian was making, because, like, easier to get your hands on, but maybe, you know, alcohol might be easier to get your hands on if you're a kid in the UK, but that's not a good way to rebel. You know, smoking pot's the better way to rebel. So easier access could come from higher demand.
I'd rather have a group of stoned teenagers to deal with than a group of drunk teenagers to deal with.
Well, I'll agree with you on that.
They'll just be chill and hungry. You get them drunk, they want to start fucking things, I mean, fighting.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I agree with you, because I don't, you know, I'd rather them not be fucking up their young brain chemistry with cannabis, but alcohol is probably going to do a lot of the same shit anyway. You know, it's not like that's healthy for a young person. So, yeah. I guess if they're going to do something no matter what, then smoke cannabis. It has like 1,000%. You're 1,000% less likely to be involved in a fist fight or date rape. And that's a real statistic. What do they say in this article? That the war on drugs has failed? Yeah, no kidding. Stop copying us, UK. Volte Face. What kind of name is that?
An awesome one.
Volte. V-O-L-T-E. Face. Just like it sounds.
What metal band is Volte Face in? Because this could be the only occupation for this person.
Whoever they are, they argued, dealing cannabis as a young person be considered a potential indicator of vulnerability. I think maybe it makes sense if I read it with some sort of accent, but I don't. Like,
I spell Volte.
V-O-L-T-E and then F-A-C-E. Maybe he's got a Cockney accent.
See, there's a song called Volt Face.
Dealing cannabis as a young person.
This guy has a song.
Used to be considered cannabis as a young person be considered a potential indicator of vulnerability rather than criminality. It should be treated as a safeguarding concern, much like in instances of child sexual exploitation. What? So, the severity, that the punishment should match the severity of the crime, and he thinks that dealing drugs, even cannabis, to kids is akin to distributing child pornography. It's that, because it's on the same level because they're equally as damaging to young people.
No.
Okay. First of all.
Yeah.
First of all. Not only is there a billion miles between the two is even, it's not even the same issue. We're not having the same conversation when you're speaking of child exploitation, sexual exploitation. Or, they say pornography. That's what I meant. It's like exploitation, basically. But, yeah. I'm not in favor of selling cannabis to kids, but if they're going to get it anyways and you're not fucking them, then okay. Yeah. Not a big deal, right?
Music seems highly inappropriate for this conversation.
But why is it?
It's the guy's name. It's Volt Face, the song.
Is it? Is there a hyphen there?
Yes.
It's not in here. Volt Face.
The audience doesn't know. They know that now.
It must have been mentioned earlier in the the children's report compiled by drug policy think tank Volt Face. Oh, maybe it was a statement by an organization and not a person. This is argued, but I guess a collective voice can argue, right? Volt? Would you say Volt? It has an E on the end.
Volt Face.
Volty Face.
It's a Volt Face.
But Volt Face is like a Spider-Man villain, right?
Yeah.
Labor MP David Lammy says cannabis specifically has become the substance of choice for young people who are unable to purchase alcohol because of its strict regulation. Therefore, the criminalization of the drug has had the exact opposite effect to the deterrence it was meant to induce. Yeah.
Sure thing, Volt Face.
That's David Lammy.
Ah.
He's Labor. He's on your side. I should have mentioned, going back to Michigan, our home state, we were talking about legalization that seems to be impending here. And we are also next door neighbors with Canada.
Yes.
We're like, we're America's handshake to Canada.
Or like, hand job.
Literally, because, yeah, the
mitten. Fisting Canada.
Yeah. If America were like a giant whale that had a hand growing out of its back, shaking, I don't know. So, Canada, as we know, is working on their own plans for legalization. It's not in place yet. There's a lot of crossover commerce happening right at the border of Canada and Michigan. You know, the casinos and the shops and all that stuff, concerts, what have you. Want to go see the Tragically Hip? Oh, wait.
Oh.
Damn.
Too soon.
I forgot. Sloan, are they all still alive?
I think so.
Okay, good.
The only confirmation I can give you is from, like, the year 2000 in Grand Rapids. So as of 18 years ago.
I'm afraid to look up pictures of them. They're still alive, and they probably still have the same haircuts, too.
They probably look
kind of like
super old.
I don't know. They seem to be. I guess it has been like probably 15 years since I've seen them. You put on a good show, and I bet you they still do. Anyways, why are we talking about Canada? Not because of Canadian bands. Did I mention I heard Julie Doyron's voice on a like car or bank commercial or something like that and recognized it? She was a member of Eric's Trip. Anyway. No, Canada. So there's people who are involved in getting this up-and-coming business running in Canada. Investors, people who are going to be running these businesses and what have you. And being that there's possible legalization happening in Michigan, a lot of those people are coming over into Michigan, into the Detroit area, to look at opportunities to have a U.S. operation. But Todd Owens, who's a senior officer of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, was interviewed by Politico the other day, saying that border agents would seek to permanently ban any foreign visitor who admits to working or investing in the cannabis industry, or admits to have taken the drug.
Damn, Canada.
Even after recreational marijuana becomes legal in Canada on October 17th.
Cold as ice, Canada.
So even though there's going to be legitimate businessmen who are going to look at, they're going to have successful businesses in Canada, you know, those are the guys looking to expand. They want to bring their business to an upcoming cannabis program that's going to generate millions of dollars in tax money. This could be even good for tourism, you know? The fact that you have the people can access that, especially, you know, think of how this is going to affect tourism, just not even for, like, potheads, like everyday smokers, just people who like to, you know, party a little bit on their vacation. Mm-hmm. If you now have options between like, well, should we go to Vegas or Florida? Well, if you want to smoke pot and you don't want to buy it off of a taxi cab driver, then you're going to Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. And if you want
to fend off a gator while smoking.
And if you want to come to Michigan and fucking shoot a bear or do some fly fishing, you know, or you could do that in, like, I don't know, Montana or someplace like that, I guess.
Absolutely.
But if you also, at the end of gutting the bear, you like to have a brownie.
Oh, no.
And get all weird staring at the intestines and think about life and shit.
I found Sloan.
Man, is that Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr.? One of them has super long hair and beard. He looks like Gandalf.
It's all still the same guys.
Also,
God damn.
What's with Max Headroom down on the...
I know, right?
In front there.
And Carl Wilson's and Sloan.
But the one dude looks
this
exactly
guy looks
the fucking same.
I said, this guy looks like there's a windowless van waiting for him to drive home.
He is Chester the Molester. So, yeah, I'm sorry. We got off track. Guys looking to bring business to the Detroit area, make it good for the economy overall, are being threatened with being banned from returning to the country if they come here openly seeking business opportunities that will be legal in the near future.
It's more politicians trying to slow down shit they don't like.
There's a spokeswoman, Stephanie Malin, for the CBP, says, although medical and recreational marijuana may be legal in some U.S. states and Canada, the sale, possession, production, and distribution of marijuana... Yes, okay, we know. It's illegal under federal law.
Yeah.
I mean, but does this really matter? Actually, this is kind of good that this story is out there, because then these guys will just lie. They'll say, I'm looking into a business opportunity, yeah. A brewery, something like that. You know, just pick something.
Opening up a McDonald's.
It's not like when you're going to invest in a cannabis business over the border, you have to bring a shit ton of pot with you.
Why not, though?
It's like we used to go to rave parties in Canada, and sometimes one of us would be playing at one of them. If it was me, it would be like in a tertiary room. If a party had more than two rooms, I could probably play in it, but I wasn't even good enough to get into like a second room. You'd have to bring your records over. So, right, you're coming over and they're like, what are you here for? Hey, we're going to go to the bar, right? And if they pull you over, they're like, why you got records? And you're talking about like, your pay dummy. Might be like $100 or maybe it was just you and your friend get in the party for free and you get to spin records for a couple hours in the ambient room. But yeah, I mean, they think you're coming over there for business and you're not properly documented.
Oh, yeah. I tried to play some gigs over in Canada.
Oh yeah. Bring some, like your guitar over.
No, and I was in a band, and one of the times we got kicked out. They're like, no. Like, we got away with it once, and then the second time we tried to do it, nope.
Yeah, you gotta find somebody who's got gear over there.
While I was on a list.
You're on a list?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on a list too, probably. Because I, post 9/11, came
music.
Back into the country without a passport or enhanced ID.
Ooh.
I was like, what? I'm American. They're like, if you do this again, it's a big fine. You realize that, right? Well, a lawyer that represents a legal cannabis operation in Canada says, I really question how they can deny someone admissibility on the illegal trafficking grounds when the industry is not illicit in a foreign country. That's a novel interpretation of that law that is an expansive one and will require a judge to look at. Yeah, I'm sorry. Lawyer said lawyer stuff.
Yeah.
And the lawyer says...
Lawyer said...
La, 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 la.
Like if he's in a comic book, he'd open his mouth and it would just say, lawyer, 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 lawyer.
He's blah, blah, blah.
Canada. What happened to Canada?
What do you mean?
Canada used to be our chill, cool cousin who lived upstairs.
We pissed him off. What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
now it's turning into fucking our angry uncle who lives upstairs. He gets drunk, starts yelling
at
you.
They're just not putting up with their bullshit. Well, oh, right. Another show.
Uncle Canada. Another show, but that's why. Two of the Molson.
Like, I know a lot of people are blowing off this nonsense over Trump and the tariffs and thinking that he has some, like, control over the economy in a certain way. Meanwhile, just, like, just running up our deficit like no other president. But what he fails to realize, and this is what's been talked about in, you know, a lot of the stories that we've heard about the internal workings of the White House. People are trying to explain to them that these trade deals that are mutually beneficial, that is like a huge chunk of our foreign diplomacy. That's how you maintain relationships. So yeah, these really do matter. Even if they do eventually come to some agreement, you know, Canada's is not going to forget how much, you know, Trump tried to levy a bunch of tariffs on their products and fuck mm-hmm. with them. And that, you know, it doesn't mean that Canada is not going to back us if there's some sort of war or something like that. They're not, on the outs completely, but it definitely sours the relationship. And that's not, especially in a day like this, a country is only as strong as its relationships with the world. But another podcast. I'm sure Canada's not the only one who's sick of our shit. I mean, hell, we're sick of our shit, right?
Yeah.
like, don't come at me like you don't get it. You know it's out there. Read stories like Taco Bell voted best Mexican restaurant in the country.
What?
In a Harris poll. Customers surveyed of their favorite brands. Well, it's not like they have a lot of competition, right? I mean, Del Tacos have started to pop up around here. But if you're talking about a nationwide survey, and also you're talking about brands.
Well, there's more options out west. I mean, Taco Time, there's Taco John's.
Well, yeah, there's more options everywhere, but what do you... You're a Harris poll doing a national call about recognizable brands is not interested in hearing about, you know, El Garrison on the corner that has the best enchiladas in town. That has nothing to do with, like, they want to know who's the known brand that's known for quote-unquote Mexican food. That's really the only one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are others, but that is the predominant nationwide. That's like the biggest chain that is associated with Mexican food. So, I mean, I use it as kind of a sensationalistic, oh, this is where we're at, we're so stupid, but how else do you answer this question? I brought it up because I read this story multiple times, or not, didn't read them all, but just saw it pop up. Everyone likes to talk about, like, this is how dumb Americans are. They think Taco Bell's Mexican food. But when you actually read, like, what they were asked, you know, what's a brand that you associate with Mexican food? What are you going to answer, Doritos? Like, what's your other choice? More than 77,000 customers in the U.S. and more than 3,000 were polled on more than 3,000 brands to find which companies are the favorites among consumers. They have 7,000 locations.
7,001 right over here.
Yeah.
There to get the sign up. Stoner's already out there waiting. That's going to be
bad. They also
Taco Bell that close.
Do you want to make some guess? As using that as a baseline, that Taco Bell has the best Mexican food. There's also other categories. Maybe you want to guess who got voted in as best burger restaurant?
McDonald's.
No, you would think.
Wendy's.
Nope.
Jack in the Box.
Nope.
Burger King.
Nope. See, it's a totally different question.
Carl's Jr.
Nope. Five Guys.
All right.
Right. I mean, that's a damn good burger.
It is.
I agree with that. But you have so much competition on a burger. Mm-hmm. You don't, nationwide, you don't have competition on the taco. Not when you're talking chains. Best coffee shop?
Starbucks.
Nope. Again, there's multiple answers. Krispy Kreme, actually. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Krispy Kreme is the best coffee shop?
Yeah.
Is it the donut carrying it? Riding on the success of the donut?
I think so, right? I mean, I don't know.
Or do they have just awesome coffee and nobody knows?
Maybe. I mean, apparently Dunkin' Donuts has had awesome coffee and just didn't tell anyone about it. You have to brag about your coffee now. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, but people swear by it.
Yeah, there's an East Coaster upstairs that will stab you for some Dunkin' Donuts. She didn't know they were in Michigan. She went to one the other day. She's like, you have these here? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Of course we have them here. And I did a Google search on it, and she was like, oh, my God.
Are they still just like a East Coast thing?
Oh, they're all over. But but in the East Coast, they're every block.
Yeah.
I swear, it's just what it seems like.
It's like, go to Arizona, there's like a Circle K on every block. I mean, we have 7-Elevens all over the place around here. But literally,
Well, that was when I worked in Washington, there's a Starbucks every fucking block. It's what it seems like. Every small shit town, there's a Starbucks in it.
This one's easier to guess. Best sandwich shop.
Subway.
It's actually a tie. You are right. Do you want to, for a bonus point, a bonus taco?
Potbelly?
Nope. But you're in the same neighborhood? Similar experience, but with a little foreign flavor.
A pita place?
You've gone too far.
Oh. Panera?
Bingo. Best pay cable television network?
HBO.
Yep. Best bank?
Bank of America?
Nope. Come on.
Chase?
What's in your wallet?
Oh, Capital One?
Yeah, come on. Who's got all the celebrities on it? That has to be the best one. Fucking Sam Jackson did a commercial for him.
Yeah, it's true.
Best full-service airline?
Delta?
I didn't know we had some. Hawaiian Airlines, apparently. So you got to have your shit tight. You're selling an experience in Hawaii. Best TV news?
CNN?
No.
You are fake news.
The Weather Channel.
Ha!
That's the only source
most fair and balanced
that
news
we can trust anymore.
Wow.
CNN had something
that
was like...
a lot about us.
Somebody posted a clip from CNN. It was like, eat your heart out, Weather Channel. And they're talking about the hurricane coming up, right? And this woman is standing in front of a green screen or whatever color it was that they used. And they put her on a city corner, right? And there's a car and a mailbox or whatever. And it's to illustrate what the floodwaters would look like, right? So we're talking about could be as much as 3 feet of water that are dumped in certain areas. This is what 3 feet of water looks like. And this digital water level rises and it's like cut out around her, floods everything behind her. I'm like, who is this for? Like, no persons, people who don't own a yardstick? Like, like, first of all, if it's in the feet, the reaction's all the same, like, right? Get your valuables up off the floor and get the fuck out of town if you can, like.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's like 1 foot or 3 feet or 6 feet, you know?
Yeah. Once you've crossed into the feet range.
What are we supposed to do with this information? A, most of us watching you don't even live anywhere near it, so we should do absolutely nothing with it. It's just, you know, some tragedy porn that we're watching. And
if I'm in it, I ain't watching your ass. I'm getting right. The fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm actually in danger of being flooded out, hopefully I've already left. And if not, you know, this is not helpful. But she goes on, like, and it could be possibly up to 6 feet. And the water level rises again. She's like, at this point, the water would be over my head. No fucking shit, bitch. Most people are under 6 feet tall. I think everybody kind of knows that, right?
And then she starts trying to challenge the guy in the studio. And then I could be in Paris with 3 feet of water.
And now I'm at the improv.
Yeah, slides in Eiffel Tower slide. Right.
If you happen to be out for a night of comedy and there was a flash flood, here's what 6 feet of water would do. It would actually cover the entire stage.
This is what 6 feet of water would look like on a mountaintop.
I'm not saying, like, don't report on storms. But this is so important that Rachel Maddow is giving storm updates in the middle of her show, right? She never talks about the fucking weather.
It ended up being nothing.
It's a fucking political show, right?
Yeah.
I don't think that she's fair and balanced. I watch her because I want to see her go after Trump.
Yeah. I watch the Weather Channel
weather. Right. What does that have to do? And it don't even do that. I have an app.
Shoot, I don't watch the Weather Channel, but I use the fuck out of their app.
It's as accurate as one would need for any situation, really. You know? Oh, it tells me that it's going to be 84 today, and it was only 80. It does not matter.
Well, I use it for when I'm traveling.
Oh, no, certainly.
What it's going to be like where I'm going to be at for the week.
Use it, yeah. You want a range so you know how to dress, what to bring, what to expect, blah, 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 yes. But the fact that we now need to know, like, the exact range, and we want it within a few degrees. Like, no one's choosing their outfit that finely. Like, says it's going to be 82, but if it gets up to 84, that's the difference between me wearing my cutoff shirt and the actual tank top.
Yeah. Whether we're going to have sleeves.
If it's 84, I'm going full wife beater. If it's 85, I might even take it off.
Comments enabled on their Facebook page.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks for ruining my barbecue, dicks.
I don't know.
Something easily
comments,
provable.
Comments are fine in most instances. Well, mostly they're bullshit, but it's fine in general. But live comments? Like, you ever watch real time or overtime after real time? It's on YouTube, and everyone gets on and just starts spam. I mean, it just rolls through shit. And it's just the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah. Live tweeting things.
Like, that's what you chose. You thought that your voice needed to be heard, and that's what you chose. SE Cup is really hot with glasses. Like, sure, that's an observation I might make. I think she's attractive. I think she rocks those glasses like nobody's business. And she's fucking smart, too. Like, that's a whole package. But I might turn to you and say that if we were together. But the whole world has to know. Hey, guess what? Where's my megaphone? This bitch on TV looks hot.
I want to fuck this chick on TV. Right. Thanks for that.
Like, yeah, you know, everyone's kind of figured this out, including the people who make television. So they put the fuckable people on there predominantly. Unless you're really wicked smart, you got to be fuckable to be on TV.
Oh my God. First comment. First,
stop reading.
First comment.
Wait, what's the comments on the weather? Is it just from the weather today or
this
the storm?
Is the Weather Channel's most recent post.
Okay. From, so it's tracking Hurricane Florence.
From like 6 hours ago, it says an important message from Dr. Rick Nabb on why it's critical to prepare for #Hurricane #Florence as it's forecast to bring life-threatening storm surge, flooding, and damaging winds to the East Coast.
Yep.
All right. First comment. After that broadcast of the two young men in the background and your reporter pretending to be distressed, I no longer can believe your news. I have family in the Carolinas, and I worry about their well-being. You have disappointed and disrespect your viewers.
Do you know the video he's talking about?
No.
There's a reporter who's like, he's got the rain slick on and the hat and everything, and he's holding the hat on his head with one hand while he's holding the microphone with the other. And he's leaning into the wind very forcefully, right? He's got his leg cocked and he keeps bracing himself and he's getting like pushed around by the wind. This very dramatic report that he's delivering. And then in the background, two dudes with just their hoods up, strolling, like just casually strolling.
I'm not, so it's like, what is it, the one news fail that was pretty popular, or the one person was like in the boat and then somebody walks by?
Yeah. Well, they showed also, there is a clip that some right-wing nut job that I'm convinced he's actually trolling because he's such an idiot, but Jacob Wohl. And he tweeted out a picture of Anderson Cooper doing a report for CNN, right? And he's got waders on and he's up to like his waist in water with the microphone. But it shows the picture from behind the camera and you see the cameraman up on water on land that where it's like up to his ankle. You know, the water's up to his ankle. He's got all his gear set up and they run a cable down into this area where it's like flooded up to his waist and put him in there and then shoot him from there and make it look like everything's flooded up to the waist. I mean, come on.
Looks like the Weather Channel has become a subsidiary of CNN. It sure is making the rounds and getting plenty of laughs. I think the next time I need to know the weather, I'll look outside first. You should consider changing your name to the Over the Top Drama Queens channel. Even on the Weather Channel's Facebook page. Even. We are horrible now.
I think that the Weather Channel and all these, they've invited this shit upon themselves, as far as I'm concerned. You wanted to glorify this hurricane, and you do it every year. You know, you reap what you sow. You're going to have a lot of nonsense from outraged people over bullshit.
Even the Weather Channel. We're getting...
You are fake news.
We're getting people shouting fake news at the Weather Channel.
But you know, there's still stories that can make us come together. Like stories about Beatles coming together.
I would say like CUM. So I guess you heard this story too, huh?
I think it got around quite a lot. I think Paul McCartney seems to toss it off as a little anecdote that he remembered from back in the day. And everyone's like, no, back up. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not the strangest thing. I didn't read it and go, that's fucked up. I read it and I was like, that kind of makes sense.
Never really viewed it as a social activity.
No, I'm with you. I don't like to be around other people. That's me time. And I've never had an experience like that where somebody just so casually whips it out and starts masturbating. And apparently everybody else does too. You know?
Beatles are pulling the Louis C.K. with each other.
You reminisce on the time when the band were more popular than the band that was more popular than Jesus, blah, blah, blah. We spent most of the next hour talking about killing frogs, taking acid, and the pros and cons of drilling holes in one's skull. I just want to know what the pros were. I know what the cons are. And which
pros.
Side did you
never
take?
Have sinus problems ever again.
Well, because now there's a judgment that needs to be made. Both Paul and John masturbated, but only one of them has the stance of drilling holes in your head has positive effects.
I'm going to go with the guy who married Yoko. His pro hole in head.
I'm thinking, yeah.
Pros, it's kind I of won't what have I to hear her sing ever again.
Well... Don't you agree that the older you get, the more you hate John Lennon?
Yes.
Like, John Lennon's only the Beatles that... He's only the Beatle that people who are in college are a fan of.
Yeah. No, I agree. I loved John Lennon when I was younger. Now that I'm older, I'm like...
You like Paul McCartney when you're
be
young.
Exhausting to hang out with.
You get into, your... early 20s, you like John Lennon because he's this romantic figure, and then you come to realize that
he's just an asshole,
that George was the best,
yeah.
The most talented and had the best post Beatles material.
Yes,
fight me on it.
Not on this podcast.
Actually, it's not even an unpopular opinion anymore. There is a ranking of the best post-Beatles material in which My Sweet Lord appeared as number one, as the best song written by a Beatles member, but not a Beatles song. Yeah. Everybody made this joke, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some made some other clever puns, realized that Come Together was just too easy. Hey, speaking of drilling holes...
Beat the Meatles.
Beat the Meatles. That was
a good one.
You can't go wrong with the spoonerisms. Those always... I always like those. I'm a fan of puns and spoonerisms. Here's the quote, though. What it was... It was over at John's house, and it was just a group of us. Instead of just getting roaring drunk and partying, I don't even know if we were staying over or anything. We were all just in these chairs. The lights were out. Somebody started masturbating. So we all did.
Gay!
Because you didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable.
I got news for you, Paul.
Nobody left the room. There were about five of them.
Hey, your dick's out. I'll leave you two alone.
As they each concentrated on their mission Anyone in the group was encouraged to shout out a name that would offer relevant inspiration. We were just Bridget Bardot. Woo! McCartney says.
Wow.
And then everyone would thrash a bit more.
Man.
Every time their confidence wavered when they realized they're jerking off in a room full of dudes, somebody would just be like, Twiggy! Oh, yeah. That'll keep me
going. There we go.
And of course, John said Winston Churchill. I'm surprised John didn't say John Lennon. He says it was just harmless fun.
Yeah.
It hurt no one, not even Bridget Bardot, until now. Is she still alive? I should probably take it as a compliment. I need somebody help, not just anybody help. Yeah. Well, it wasn't just that. I mean, I'm sure people have jerked off to Bridget Bardot before.
Sounds funny.
But now she knows that the Beatles did it, or at least half
beat
of
off.
Them. I'm going to need some help if this podcast goes any longer.
Hey, she's apparently still alive. That looks like a recent picture of her.
Well, not bad.
In the left of that Google box.
But that she looks like Deborah Harry now? Not bad for Bridget Bardot.
Well, I can see why they'd shout out her name to beat off.
I'm more of a Twiggy person myself. What are we smoking?
Well, we're smoking Mr. Nice Guy.
No. Oh.
This could possibly be a repeat.
It's kind of like Mrs. Nice Guy.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, went out to Portland for 2 years. Never met up with her.
No.
That's on me, Mrs. Nice Guy. That's on me. Anyways,
I don't know her, but I don't know if she gets out much anyway. Follow her on Twitter. Anyway.
All right. Mr. Nice Guy is a cross between the legendary G13 strain and the hash plant.
Wait, G13, wasn't that government shit?
Something like that.
I think it was.
I believe it's unavailable since the 80s. Since the seed bank has put the strain back on the market again. It's named in honor of Howard Marks, the Oxford graduate who became one of the biggest cannabis smugglers of our time.
What?
After his time in federal prison, Howard released his autobiography entitled Mr. Nice.
This
indica-dominant plant has extremely dense buds with a sweet smell. Mr. Nice will creep up and provide you a strong, mellow high.
That's not... You wouldn't think that would be a good thing. So I decided to... Hey... Mr. Nice is going to sneak up on you.
Yeah, I know, right?
Give me a mellow high. I'm like, can you warn me?
Yeah. Can I get a PPO?
Don't look now. This guy? Mr. Nice Guy is right behind you.
Yeah. Makes you relaxed, lifted, hungry, happy, sleepy. It's good for the stress, the pain, the depression, the insomnia, the lack of appetite. But it will give you dry mouth, dry eyes, dizzy. Headache.
The same shit.
Yes.
And the highest strength there is dry mouth, and I would say not even that bad. Of course, well, I.
Goes out a lot. Is that a negative effect?
That might be your joint. Don't blame the weed. There's a poor smoker who blames his tools.
Did it.
Made it.
We made it to the end of another one. So did you, listener, valued listener. Thank you for listening, for downloading, following us on Twitter at TheWeedsBefore20 and on Instagram at TheWeedsBenPodcast. We got an email at TheWeedsBenPodcast@ChristianMedia.net. New shows every Friday, every Tuesday. Stay high.
Stay high.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.